Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Gaishke Urawaza Ego. I'm BJ Fox. I am one of the hosts of this podcast, and together with me today is the other host, the other presenter, Terumi. How are you?
Namo Aishii Terumi desu. Minasan konnichiwa. Gaishke Urawaza Ego. Konshu mo yatte ikimashou. Genki desu yo, BJ. Ano ne, you're always genki tte mae ne itte ta kedomo ne. Chikau yo, ano ne, すごいこのポッドキャストって私にとっては、あの、脳みそを使うのよ。日本語と英語スイッチしなきゃいけないし、こうやって、あの、収録で声を、あの、出すっていうのって、ちょっとただでさえ緊張するでしょ？さらに、英語も入ってくるから、ものすごい気合を入れるんですよ。入れないといけないというね。
Do you know what I would say? I said really there. I know it must be hard because producer Ruben and I, we look at you every week going, wow, you are amazing.
なんて?
Like,
何? 私が amazing なの? Think,
yeah, like, we are very aware this is hard.
ああ、分かってくれてる? 分かってくれてる。違うよ、なんかね、私も普段あんま英語使う機会がなくってね。
Yeah.
こうどんどんね。はい。
Tell me, I was on. Do you remember I was on Hiroobi? Hiroobi.
うん、Hiroobiに BJ 出てたよね。イギリス人代表として、どうしてワクチンこんなに進んでるんですかってめぐみさんに聞かれてましたよ。
Yeah, 45 minutes. Honestly, after that 45 minutes of answering questions in Japanese, listening to what all the other guest commentators were saying in Japanese, answering in Japanese, I needed a nap.
45分間日本語で他の出演者ですとかめぐみさんとのやり取りを聞き続けた結果ね、あの BJ は朝の7時から毎日ジムに行ってその後元気もりもりで1日過ごしているイメージですけれども、そんな BJ もお昼寝したいなと思うぐらいお疲れになったわけですね。
Yeah, using your brain in two languages is hard work.
なるほどね、自分の脳みそね、2言語でスイッチしながら物事を考えるって大変なことなんだろうね。私もだってこのポッドキャストの収録がね、一番脳みそが汗をかいてるような気がしますもん。うん、あれ今英語なんかちゃんと言えたかなとか、あれ日本語もおかしくなってるとか、みたいになってますけど、だって扱ってる話だって簡単なことじゃないんだから。
It's true, yeah, it's true. But we are very thankful for your efforts, and I'm sure all the listeners see you as an inspiration.
Inspiration. とんでもない、そんな恐れ多いですけど、いやいや、 thankful なのはこちらですよ、 BJ とルーベンのハードワークにね。
Okay, well anyway, I'm trying to spin this positively actually. Spin it, you're an inspiration.
You're the inspiration that bring me to my life. You're the inspiration.
Yeah, what I want to talk today is, well, you know, often we talk about being positive on the podcast, don't we?
はい、そうですね。ポジティブでいましょう。ポジティブに考え方を変えましょうということを常々このポッドキャストではお伝えしていますよ。
But sometimes you have to be negative.
ネガティブにならないといけない時もある。What do you mean?
Well, sometimes you have to give bad news.
Bad news、悪いお知らせを相手に伝えなきゃいけないという時もどうしてもありますけれども。でもそれだってさ、スピンポジティブすればいいじゃん。Can you spin that positively?
Like when you're sacking someone, when you're firing someone, when you're telling someone that they've lost their job, spin that positively.
じゃあ誰かにね、解雇を通告しないといけないとき、じゃあそれをスピンポジティブにしてみましょう。ね、聞いてくださってる皆さんもね、どうやったらポジティブに言えるかって一緒に考えてみましょう。私だったらですね。Oh, BJ! You have another path!You gotta try something new.
Oh, this is
brand
a good
new
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you can spend so much more time with your family.
Exactly. Another brand new journey ahead in your life. どうこれ?
I think the person might get angry with you, and they might have every right to be angry with you.
そうですね。こんなこと言ってはいけないですよ。はい、新しいジャーニーが始まりますよなんていう言い方してみましたけども、そういうことじゃないですね。I think you said streamlining before.
Yeah, I did that very much. Tongue in cheek, I said that as a joke.
Tongue in cheek って何? Tongue in cheek って何? 舌と。
It means not seriously. Not seriously.
あ、ちょっとふざけてってこと？
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so tongue in cheek, that means not seriously. When, in my view, when you give bad news, really bad news, you have to give it straight.
はい、おふざけはここまでにしてですね。え、本当にあまり良くないお知らせを伝えなきゃいけない時ってのは、ストレートに、ダイレクトに言うべきなんですか？ But how?
Well, let's take a look at that in today's episode. Okay, so today,、
yep.
it's not an urawaza so much, it's a phrase that we want to teach in how to give bad news. And that phrase is, I'm not going to lie to you, I have some bad news.
I'm not going to lie to you, I have bad news.めちゃくちゃダイレクトだ。もう嘘はつかないよ。つかないですよ。ちょっと悪いお知らせがありますと。ほうほうほうほう。怖いね。
And I was thinking about what situations you might use this. You know, perhaps when a project has failed so badly, it's gone beyond spinning positively. It's gone beyond, we made some learnings. It's gone very badly.
例えばプロジェクトが本当にもう台無しというか、もうポジティブにスピンする余地もないぐらい、ラーニングとか言ってる場合でもないぐらい失敗してしまった時なんかにこのフレーズを使うと。
Yeah. Yeah. I used it recently when explaining to a colleague or a report actually that the plan they'd worked on, the plan they put lots of effort in had been totally rejected by headquarters. And I said, you know, I have some bad news. I'm not going to lie to you. Your plan was a no-go.
BJ は最近実際にこのフレーズを使ったわけね。めちゃくちゃ頑張って。Yeah.プランニングした企画がヘッドクォーターによって却下されてしまったときに I have some bad news, I'm not gonna lie to you, the plan was no go.
Yeah, in this case,、there was no way to save it. There was no way to spin it positively. We had, as a team, we had to move on.
はい、この場合はこの状況を、まあ、ポジティブにスピンするっていう余地がもうなかったので、もうチームとしてはもうとりあえずそれはそれでもう割り切ってチームとしては進んでいくしかなかったので、もうダイレクトに伝えたわけですね。But why do you say I'm not gonna lie to you? なんか、なんでこんな、あの、僕は嘘つかないよっていうことを BJ はわざわざ言うの？だって、ね、普段から正直なんじゃないんでしょうか？
Yeah, oh, yeah, true, true. I think it comes from the fact that we all know people, as human beings, we don't like to give bad news. You know, it's a scary thing, and often you know, go say in a different way. So what we're really saying here is usually other people would be too scared to give you this news, but I respect you so much, I'm not going to lie to you.
ああ、なるほど。悪い知らせっていうのは本来誰も言いたくないし、できればね、言うことから避けてたいし、怖いんだけれども、僕は、私はあなたをちゃんとリスペクトしているので、ここは率直に言いますよっていう、yeah.意思表示なわけね。まあ、リスペクトを込めてっていうことなんでしょうね。Yeah. 私はちゃんと伝えますよと。
Yeah. And I think it's got another function is that it gives the person receiving the news a moment to get ready. I'm not going to lie to you. They hear that. I've got some bad news. They hear that. And then you give the bad news. If you just said you're fired or if you just said the plan's a no-go, it sounds quite too direct, but you just give them moments to prepare their mind.
ね、トランプ大統領はね、You're fired っていうテレビ番組やってたと言われてましたけども、
yeah.
そんなことを直接、あの、前置きなく言われてしまうのはかなり酷ですので、yeah. まあ相手の心の準備のためにも、そういった I'm not gonna lie to you, I have bad news っていうクッションを一回挟むということですね。
Yeah.
これさ、あれに似てないかな ?Like, can I be brutally honest? もう残酷なまでに正直に言いますけど。
Yeah. Oh, actually, that, I think they're very similar, almost interchangeable. But you give brutally honest opinions for when you use I'm not going to lie to you, you're dealing in facts.
ああ、なるほど。Brutally honest は自分の意見を伝えるときに正直に言うよっていうやつですから、意見を言うときに使えるし、今回の I'm not gonna lie to you はファクト。事実は、yeah.扱うときに使えるというそんな違いがあるわけですね。なるほど。
So to be brutally honest, I don't think your work is up to standard. You need to improve. That's an opinion. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think your work is up to standard. We are going to cancel your contract. Fact. Bad news.
はい、違いをね、BJ が今見せてくれましたけれども、to be brutally honest、残酷なまでに正直に言いますけれども、あなたの仕事がちょっと基準に満たされてないですので、改善してくださいね。これは意見ですと。で、I'm not gonna lie to you から始まった方は、私はあなたに、ね、今から嘘はつかないですよ。あなたの仕事は基準に満たしておりません。なので、契約をキャンセルしなければならないです。というのは、これは意見ではなくて、事実、悪い知らせっていうのを伝えるので、yeah. この時の前置きは、I'm not gonna lie to you の方がフィットするんですね。Yeah. OK。
Okay, we're going to hear an action now. And in this practice conversation, there are lots of urawazas. So, you know, listen out and see if you can hear when we get the bad news.
And in a nutshell, podcasts are growing in Japan in a slow, steady and positive direction.
Thanks, BJ, for the summary. Okay, we have the big APAC summit tomorrow. We can discuss further there.
Great.
I look forward to the summit.
Well, thank you for your time, as always.
Actually, Ruben, could you hold on for a second?
No problem.
What about me?
Just Ruben is good.
Okay then. Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks for staying on, Ruben.
Of course.
I just wanted to ask a few more questions about your growth in Japan. What are the latest listenership figures?
That's a really good question. Can I check?
How about a ballpark figure?
Ballpark, $5,000 downloads per episode?
5,000 listeners. I don't love that number. Correct me if I'm wrong, that's barely enough to break into the top 100.
Oh, well, maybe 10,000 listeners, 10K, maybe higher. I added some wiggle room there.
I assume there would be more growth over nearly 100 episodes. That's a number that is difficult to spin positively.
Well, we made lots of learnings.
May I be brutally honest, Ruben? I am not impressed, and we have budget issues next year. Regarding tomorrow's APAC summit, just to manage your expectations, we are looking to reduce the number of podcasts we are producing in the APAC region.
Oh, okay, well, okay, thank you for the heads up.
Of course.
Okay, I will speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Ah, BJ's gonna be so angry. I've got to tell him though.
Hello, Ruben.
What did the CMO want?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've got some bad news.
What is it?
Gaishike Urawaza Eigo is being cancelled. Our 100th episode will not only be our century, it will also be our last.
What?
Okay, so you see in that scenario, Tenami, the CMO was preparing Ruben for the bad news.
Mm-hmm. はい、CMO はルーベンに悪い知らせを伝えなければいけなかったと。So the bad news is the podcast is being cancelled. What's happening? Mm.
Oh, no, that's just an example sentence for sure. Definitely, 100%. Shall we look at the steps now?
Okay, just step をちょっと見てみましょう。
So step one, if you have bad news to give, give it early. The success of this phrase lies in being direct.
はい、もし悪い知らせを伝えなければいけないのであれば、もう早めに言いましょう。このフレーズをうまく使うためのコツっていうのは、ダイレクトであること。
Don't leave it at the end. You know, if you're calling up a client to cancel a contract, don't undermine the urawaza by making like chit chat at the beginning. Don't ask about their family. Don't ask about the weather. Don't ask about them, their recent business. Be straight and direct.
もし、クライアントに悪いお知らせをしなければいけない。契約をキャンセルですとかそういったことを伝えるために電話をかけるのであったりするならば、その前に雑談したりとか、最近どうですかとかそういったことはせず、そういうことしてしまうとね、裏技の効果がそがれてしまいますので、 そういった前段は省いて、さっさとストレートに伝えるということが大事になってきます。
Step 2, say their name, show respect. It will also ensure they're giving you their full attention.
はい、ステップ2としては、相手の人の名前をちゃんと言いましょう。そしてリスペクトをちゃんと示しましょう。たとえね、契約がキャンセルになるみたいなことでもね、ちゃんと相手にリスペクトを示すために名前を言って、で、あなたに対してちゃんとアテンションを向かってますよということを示しましょう。
Step 3, say part 1 of the urawaza. I'm not going to lie to you. Then give a half pause and let the person digest and think about it.
はい、ステップ3として、I'm not going to lie to you. はい。もう正直に言います。嘘はつかないですよ。ということを言うとですね、相手はまあ、良くないお知らせが来るんだろうなっていうのを予感して、それをこうダイジェスト、自分の中に消化する。そんな時間を持たせましょう。
Step 4. Then say, I've got some bad news. Full pause. So, I'm not going to lie to you. Half pause. Digest. I've got some bad news. Full pause. By this stage, their mind is fully prepared.
はい、ステップ4としましては、I've got some bad news. ちょっと悪いお知らせです。と言うんですけれども、先ほどのね、I'm not going to lie to you. の後は、half pause. ちょっとした間。半分の間。今度は、I've got some bad news. の後は、フルポーズ。ということで、完全にちょっと間をそこで開けましょう。
Step 5. Then give the actual bad news directly. So,I'm not going to lie to you, half pause. I've got some bad news, pause. I love someone else.
Yeah! もう、やだ、BJ。これもなんか、例え話だとしてもなんか、胸が痛くなるよ、これ。そんなこと言われたら。ねえ、やだわ、これ。やだわ。
Yeah. I know, it's tough. You know, yeah, I agree. It's hard. It's hard to think. It is painful to think about, but giving bad news is painful.
ビジはそういうことが過去にあったんでしょうか、yeah. うん、
された、された。
された?した?したんじゃないの?まあね、これだけ生きてればお互いありますからね。人生ね、yeah. 人間誰しもが。愛したり愛されたり、振ったり振られたり。はい、はい、ステップ5としてようやく、その悪い知らせを言います。私は他に好きな人ができたと。
Okay, well, I think step six, okay, step six is then how do you deal, follow up with the bad news? And step six could go many different ways. You probably have to play it by ear.
Step 6はその後にフォローしなきゃいけないわけですけれども、もうこれは状況によって何通りもありますので、play it by ear。まあアドリブですね。その場で対応するしかない。こんなパターン初めてだ。
You know, mate, you probably have to give the person time to fully digest. They may have questions. They may not believe you. You know, if you are sacking someone, please follow actual HR guidelines.
はい、ということで、ここでね、相手の人がもしかしたらその事実を理解するのに時間かかるかもしれないし、質問が返ってくるかもしれないし、嘘、そんなわけないじゃないってなるかもしれないですけれども、まあだから本当、まあ状況次第ということになりますけれども、まあでも万が一、その人に、首じゃないですけれども、解雇通知をしなければならない場合はですね、HR のガイドラインにちゃんと従うということですね。あるんですよね、きっとね。解雇をどうやって伝えるかっていうガイドラインが。
Yeah. Do you know, I found this such an interesting topic. I decided I wanted to talk to an expert in giving bad news.
はい。まあちょっと興味深いトピックではございますので、バッドニュース、悪い知らせのエキスパート、と話したいと思った。そんな人いるんですか? Who's that?
Well, it's actually a doctor. I follow a very interesting Twitter account of an Australian doctor who works in Japan.
なるほど、お医者さんのことですか。で、BJ がオーストラリア人のお医者さんで日本にいて、今日本でお医者さんをされている方のツイッターアカウントをフォローしているということでね、まあ、確かにね、お医者さんは確かに悪いお知らせをしなければいけない時ありますからね。 Doctors must sometimes have to give very bad news. So,
oh yeah, yeah, like way worse than what we're talking about today. But I was interested in what training they may have, what philosophy they have when delivering such news. So, we called up Dr. Nick Rennick.
もしかしたらね、本当お仕事の云々よりも深刻な悪い知らせをね、告げなければいけないのがお医者さんかもしれませんけれども、まあ、それを告げるにあたってのね、どんなトレーニングを受けてるのかとか、どんな考え方を持っていらっしゃるのか、そういう悪い知らせを伝えるにあたってね、なんか、チップスって言うとあれですけれども、なんか特別なトレーニングがあるのかということを気になりましたので、ニック・レニック先生というね、オーストラリアご出身で、今は品川病院でお医者さんをされている日本語も上手な方がいらっしゃって、その方にインタビューをしたので、どうぞ。
Okay, so okay. Dr. Nick, we are talking to you today because our episode is about giving bad news, specifically the phrase, I'm not going to lie to you, I've got some bad news. That works in a business context.I imagine, well, I know, being a doctor, giving bad news to patient is an unfortunate, a necessary evil, let's say. Would you ever use this phrase as a doctor?
I wouldn't use this particular phrase.
この表現ではないんだ。
Yes, so I think, and when we're medical students, I went to Sydney University and we had a particular focus on delivering bad news. It is actually a big topic in learning to be a doctor. Because, yeah, you know, as you say, it is one of the more difficult parts of our job, but it is a very important part of our job. And, you know, you need to learn how to break the bad news in the right way. So I guess one of the key concepts in delivering bad news is this idea of cognitive load. So when we talk to patients in any consultation, patients only usually actually remember about a third of the stuff that we say.
Okay.
You know, and I'm sure that when you guys have been to the doctors as well, you know, often the doctor's kind of, you know, blah, 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 blah. They're talking about this, that, and, you know, and you kind of walk out and you go, I wonder what all that was about. You know, look, at the end of the day, they gave me some medication. I don't really know what that does. So we have to be very mindful of trying to keep the message as straight and as simple as possible.
Okay, I'll stop you. So cognitive load is, I'm guessing, the level of information that you give.
That's right. So I guess it's about, in the patient's brain, how much load are they under?
Okay.
So when you keep throwing cognitive load, I wonder how we say this in Japanese. Kangae no fuka mitaina.
Load って負荷のことですね。LOAD の負荷。
Cognitive って、
認識？
頭の中の。もう脳の、難しい。
脳の認識する負荷みたいなことかな。認知する負荷とこ、cognitive, recognize, cognitive.認識する負荷の量を考えないといけないわけですね。
That's right.
So, too much information だとダメなんですね。
So, I guess, and some of the things, of course, that make cognitive load worse is when you're under emotional stress. So that's why typically, particularly when you're being given bad news, a lot of people will just blank out everything the doctor is saying. You know, you can say, you know, I think you've got cancer. You know, the cancer is located in this part of your body, and you know, and we're going to do this and this about it, and the patient is just not with you. Because they're under too much cognitive load. They're not able to process all this information. So to get back to, I guess, where that ties into the particular line that you chose, I think that that particular phrase, I'm not going to lie to you, is extraneous information. It's so they're thinking, lie, you know, they're part of their brain is kind of looking at, well, wait, why would he lie to me? Does he have a reason to lie to me? It kind of, it blurs the message. So I think when delivering bad news, we have to focus on keeping the message very slow, very direct, and not having extra content in there that we don't need.
So almost like the I'm not going to lie to you is a distraction.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And we don't want to distract a person when we're trying to deliver bad news and something that we need them to understand.
So it's not so much a phrase. You haven't got a set phrase. It's more of a tone, a way of delivering.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So you know, it starts off with your body language, the way you kind of get the patient into the room. You're trying to give them cues that bad news is coming.
Okay.
You know, perhaps by having more serious manner and saying, thank you for coming today. I'd like to discuss the results. Again, you're doing lots of pausing, lots of going really, really slowly with your delivery so they have time to process each piece of information. And if you do it well, then even kind of before you say a key phrase like, I've got some bad news for you.
Yeah.
Even before you get to that phrase, they already kind of, they know that it's coming. And then you should try and really simply state what the bad news is. Your test results show that you have cancer, or, you know, there is an infection in your kidney, for example. You know, you just have to be really simple about it.
だから I've got some bad news とかそういった言葉で伝えるのではなくて、じっくり時間をとってポーズもたくさん置いて間もたくさんとって、まあ、相手の心がちゃんとついてこれるように、その心のプロセッシングっていうんでしょうかね、心がちゃんとついてこれる来ているっていうのを確認しながら、でそうこうしてる間に、まあ、多分あまりいいお知らせ、良くないお知らせが来るんだろうなと相手が気づいた頃に、もうできるだけシンプルに、まあこれこれこういう症状があります、こういった結果が出てますっていうことをダイレクトに分かりやすく、もう余計なことは省いてしまう。 I'm not going to lie to you とか言うと、なんかね、注意散漫というか別の関係ないことを考え始めちゃうので、うん、そういった余計なことは省いて結果だけシンプルにポンと最後は伝えるんですね。
その通り。
Is that right?
That's right, absolutely. So, and we also avoid euphemismsyou know, go beating around the bush for exactly the same reason. You know, we don't want to say, you know, well, that there's a thing in your lung, and, you know, there's an unusual, you know, not very nice thing in your lung, which could later cause some problems. You know, you don't want to use a vague way of saying it. You want to be really simple and use the direct words that are the simplest for the patient to understand. You know, cancer obviously being one of them.
Yeah.
You know, infection being another one. So, you know, HIV infection, whatever it is, you've got to say the word very clearly in a very simple sentence.
So a euphemism being not slang, but another, what's the way to describe a euphemism? A childish...
遠曲表現とか beating around the bush みたいな、なんか結局何が言いたいのかよくわからないような言い方ではなくて、まあ、cancer、がんならがんですと、その言葉をはっきり言って伝えるんですね。
Yeah.
Is it hard to deliver such a result?
I mean, it's a very unpleasant part of our job, of course, and particularly when it's a patient that you've known for a very long time. You know, and I have been in the position where some patients who I've known for, really long periods of time will suddenly get a diagnosis of cancer or something. And, you know, it is a really emotional time for both the patient and the doctor. You know, I do think, though, that if you try and focus on doing it well, it can be a really good aspect of the patient-doctor relationship, because you want to... you know, tell them the news, and for a lot of patients, you know, give them in the same consultation that feeling that someone is looking after them and that there is, you know, some hope in terms of their treatment. So you've got a lot to do in a very short space of time.
Yeah. Wow, that was an interesting chat, wasn't it, Tadami?
すごく興味深いお話でございました。はい、レニックス先生ともお話できて楽しかったです。
He wouldn't actually use the phrase, I'm not going to lie to you, I've got some bad news.
はい、ということで今日ご紹介している I'm not going to lie to you ですとか I have some bad news という表現はね、お医者さん使わないということでしたね。まあ、なぜなら混乱とか誤解とかちょっとなんかね、曖昧な感じになってしまうので、そういったものは全て排除する。じゃあ代わりにどうするかというと、お医者さんは、まあ、ボディーラングエッジとか、あの、間を取ったりだとか、声のトーンで、ね、ちょっとあまりいい知らせじゃないものが、 これから来るよということをなんとなく相手に伝えて、最後にダイレクトに事実を伝えるということでした。
Yeah, so it's kind of similar. Like we prepare people for the bad news with words, but he was doing it in tone. You know, number one, slow down. Two, make it easy to understand. And three, no euphemisms. So don't confuse the message.
なんかまあ相手に心の準備をしてもらうという意味では一緒ですけれども、私たちが今日紹介しているフレーズは使わずにスピードを落としたりですとか、そういったことで相手になんとなく予感をさせて、でまあ事実を伝えるときは、あの婉曲表現とかは避けて、事実をダイレクトにはっきりと伝えるということを心がけているということでした。
We actually had a practice session for giving bad news with Dr. Nick, not the Urawaza itself, but just bad news in general, and I think you can learn a lot from his tone.
はい、実際にニック先生とあまり良くないお知らせをする時の練習をしてみましたので、まあ、裏技そのものではないですけれども、ニック先生の声のトーンがどうなるかというところをぜひ聞いてみていただけたらと思います。
Thank you very much for your time today.
Hi BJ, very good to see you again.
I just wanted to talk to you about an issue I'm having recently. Since I turned 37, my hairline, especially my gami, it seems to be moving backwards.
I see.
Now, I was wondering, is there anything we can do about this? Is there any medicine I could take? Because I'm not ready for that.
Okay. So you've noticed, you know, over the last, is it a couple of years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the last few years, you've noticed that your hairline seems to be moving back.
Yeah.
And you're worried about that. And you wanted to know if there was anything that we could do to get it back again. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, okay. I've seen some adverts on the train. It seems to be possible.
Absolutely. I'm afraid to tell you that there's nothing that we can do to bring your hairline back.
Okay. So but surely there's something, you know, we can send people to the moon now. We can, you know, we got 5G Wi-Fi. We can, you know, there's electric cars. Why can't you do something about my hairline?
I absolutely understand, you know, that you really want to try anything at all that's possible. And, you know, I've heard about all these promising treatments out there. And, you know, you want to give them a shot. But I have to say that based on the medical evidence, none of them work. And there's actually no effective treatment that will bring this advanced level of hair loss back.
So do you think I should just let it go, or should I shave it all off and just be a man?
I mean, you know, I hear that in Tokyo there's some very good wig shops. You know,
Tokyo Hands, fifth floor, yeah.
You know, toupees, the technology is getting better. The glue, you know, hardly stands out anymore. So long as you avoid strong winds.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Nick. Okay, quick question. I noticed you repeated what I said a couple of times. Is that a tactic?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
すごい。めっちゃ寄り添ってる、繰り返すことで。
You know, I don't know. I don't know how effective it was in this setting. Perhaps it was a bit too slow, given that you were kind of just, you're potentially kind of wondering, why is he going so slow? But I guess the idea is I'm trying to show you that I've heard what you've said, because most difficulties in patient-doctor communication and most frustrations is when you don't feel like I've understood what you've said. So if you say, you know, I saw this stuff on TV and, you know, and it looks really great and give me some, and I just say, nah, you know, there's nothing. Then you're kind of like, wait, but did he hear the bit about the TV commercials? You know, did he he didn't really acknowledge that. You know, maybe he hasn't seen the TV commercials, you know. And you go out there thinking, this doctor's an idiot. You know, I'm going to go to the TV doctor instead.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it is important that, you know, each point the patient makes, you try and feed it back and go, yeah, absolutely. I know you've said that. I've heard that.
Yeah.
And let's move on to the next bit. And doing it all really slowly to try and, you know, keep the patient with me, reduce their amount of cognitive load. So hopefully did the message come across quite straight?
It did. And what I also, the other thing I know, so first you reflected content slowly back. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is when I pushed you, you were very direct. You were like, there is no evidence. There wasn't, you weren't giving, without being too harsh, you weren't giving me any hope, which I guess you don't want patients to leave with false hope.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, and this is probably potentially in Japanese, it's a bit harder because in Japanese, typically, you know, you do a lot of muzukashii desu. You know, you do a lot of kind of...
Ah, muzukashii っていう言い方はね。
You kind of do a lot of...
It leaves hope.
You do a lot of, of being a bit vague about it. ここまで剥げたらもう、あの、また生えるのは少し難しいですね。
無理とは言わないんですよね。
Yeah, so, but I find, I mean, at least in English, you know, it's important to make sure that if your message, if you're trying to say that it's not possible at all, that you've got to say it kind of in those words, you know, to be quite direct with people. Obviously, I would probably be a little bit more tactful if someone was coming to me about hair loss. But in terms of trying to demonstrate the sort of tactics that we were talking about,
that's
the way we go about it.
Okay. One thing I would mention, Dr. Nick contacted me afterwards and said he is not an expert in hair. Okay, he's not.
笑っちゃいけない。笑っちゃいけない。ごめんなさい。はい。
So that example was not medical advice, okay?
はい。皆さんね、あの、ニック先生がわざわざ後から BJ にコンタクトを取ったそうですけれども、あの、髪の毛に関してのエキスパートではありませんのでね、あの、メディカルアドバイス、あの、お医者さんからの正式な見解ではないということをご留意してお聞きいただけたらと思います。
Apparently there are treatments. There are treatments for hair loss now.
あ、そうなんだ。まあ、そりゃそっか。なんかいろいろありますものね。あの、今ではね、ちゃんと髪の毛増やす方法とか発達してますので。ね、BJ もご心配なくという。
Too late. But
そんなことない。
rather than focusing on the content, let's focus on, you know, his tone. I like the way he reflected content. You know, he was very clear in his tone and he repeated many things back to me to highlight he is listening.
はい、ちょっとコンテンツはさておき、まあ、ドクターニックがどのようにちょっとその悪い知らせを告げたのか、その方法にご注目してほしいんですけれども、もう何度も BJ が言ったことを繰り返してたよね。繰り返してました。ね、あなたの話はちゃんと聞いてますよということを見せるために。はい。あの、繰り返してましたね。
Yeah. And I think this is a great skill to bring to the workplace when employees are upset, when they've had bad news, active listening and reflecting content.
はい。これは職場でも使えるんじゃないでしょうか。もし同僚でね、ちょっと気が動転してたり怒ってたりする人がいたら、まあ、とにかく、あの、これクレーム対応とかでもそうだと思うんですけれども、あの、正論で返すのではなくって、あの、あなたの話ちゃんと聞いてますよということを示すために、あの、相手が言ったことをそのまま繰り返したりですとか、うんうん、分かってますよというのを示すっていうのが大事なんですよね。こう一番、こう、この人本当に分かってんのかなって思わせてしまうことが避けたいことですのでね。はい。
Exactly. Exactly.
アクティブリスニングね、ちゃんと聞いてますよということを示すために繰り返して。で、内容もさらに自分で、あの、こっちも咀嚼してますよということを示すために繰り返すということが大事ですね。はい。How interesting! There's so much depth to giving bad news!
Yeah, amazing. Like, I really enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Nick Renick. If you enjoyed what you heard there is actually about an hour interview with Dr. Nick, and it will be on YouTube, or if you join our fan club, the Gaishike
Urawaza Executive Lounge.
If you join the Executive Lounge, you can hear the full audio version as well. So please check that out and follow him on Twitter too.
はい、レニック先生へのインタビューね、1時間ぐらいにわたりました。ちょっともっと聞いてみたいなという方は、YouTube、もしくは私たちのファンクラブ、裏技エグゼクティブラウンジに参加していただけると聞くことができます。そしてレニック先生、すでにすごい数の Twitter のフォロワー数もいらっしゃいますのでね、そちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。
I think we only touched the surface of giving bad news.But I think in both cases, in the workplace and in, you know, as a doctor, being direct, listening, being respectful are all key points. And in the end, it will help you get a better reaction.
はい。ちょっとね、今日は表面的なことしかもしかしたらできなかったかもしれないですけれども、まあ、DNA というか大事なことは一緒ですね。職場であろうと、そうやって病院でちょっと悪い知らせを言わなきゃいけない時も、相手の話をちゃんと聞くこと、相手に敬意を示すこと、それでいてダイレクトに婉曲表現などは避けて告げることですね。
So once again, thank you Dr. Nick, thank you Telemi, thank you producer Ruben, and we'll see you again here next week for another episode of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo.
はい、ということで今週も聞いてくださった皆様ありがとうございました。協力してくださったニック先生もありがとうございました。 And BJ Ruben, thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Bye bye. 来週またお会いしましょう。バイバイ。
Do you enjoy our podcast and want to hear some more? If so, please join our fan club, the Urawaza Executive Lounge.
外資系裏技英語を楽しみくださっている皆さん、そしてなんならもっと聞きたいと思ってくださる方、いらっしゃいましたらぜひ番組ファンクラブ裏技 Executive Lounge に参加しませんか?
If you become a member, you will get access to bonus content, worksheets for every episode, several extra podcasts per month.And you can also join our online events.
メンバーになると各エピソードをもっとよく理解するためのワークシートや本編にはないこぼれ話などのボーナスコンテンツをお届け。さらにオンラインイベントにもご参加いただけます。
All this for just a few hundred yen per month.
これで月額たったの数百円。
Sign up via the Patreon link in the episode description and support your podcast.
エピソードメモ欄にある Patreon のリンク先から登録できます。外資系裏技英語へのサポート、ぜひよろしくお願いいたします。